Chicago Bears fight song here on Download 720 WGN. Not a bad showing against the Patriots, I got to say. I watched a little bit of the game on Saturday. They re-ran it on 50. UPN, the old 50. And I watched a good 20 minutes of it, and I was like, I now feel like I've got a grasp of this team. They need Jeremy Langford to run the ball, and they need those big receivers to make some catches, and they got to be aggressive to get some field goals. This is a field goal team. Doug Plank joins me now, the former great safety for the Chicago Bears, and a good old number 46 joins us Monday nights here on the Download. Doug, good to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, can you believe how fast these weeks are going by? I'll tell you what, it's going to be regular season before you know it.
I keep telling my wife the same thing. I tell her every day chance I get, I'm like, can you believe it? 2 weeks, man, and football's going to be here. She doesn't answer. It's kind of weird, but
I know. Most wives don't. I mean, I don't think they look forward to this part of the season because they lose their husbands.
For a full day. All right, so let's talk about the Chicago Bears. Today is very interesting. I mean, I wanted to get your thought about this. Today the Chicago Bears had a practice at Halas Hall. 20 Bears did not suit. They were on the injury report, 22-0. Is that normal for this time of year? I mean, is most players just sort of get banged up and they just are precautionary?
Justin, you know what? A lot of it's really dependent on what their medical staff, you know, whether they got a high bar or a low bar. And I think everybody is trying to salvage their players so that week one comes around. They never put themselves in a bad situation where they had injuries, you know, or maybe had too aggressive practices or whatever the case might be. This preseason doesn't matter. It matters for choosing who's going to be on the roster, but it doesn't matter in terms of wins and losses. So, you know, I think the ultimate goal for the administration and the coaching staff is to make sure that they at least get through it relatively healthy, but the Bears haven't been able to do that so far.
It's amazing, too. I was watching Hard Knocks on HBO. They're doing the LA Rams this year and Jeff Fisher, and they talked about how training camps have changed. And Jeff Fisher, back in his day when he was a Rams coach in the late 80s, he talked about all it was about hitting. Everyone would get out there and they just hit. And it was really, that was what the training regime was for a training camp. When you were playing, I would assume it's the same kind of thing. And it's changed drastically.
Yeah, you know what it is? The first time you go through a full off season, you know, you've got January and February and all that sort of thing. And now you get into summer and now it's August, July. And you finally get hit for the first time in like 6 months. Wow. I'll tell you what, it rattles your cage. I mean, you talk about a concussion, whatever it is, you see stars flashing in front of your face and the pain, you know, that it's something. It's amazing how you go through the season, players really start to become resilient and they learn how to fall and they learn how to hit and all those sort of things. But those first few weeks, and what Jeff talked about was absolutely the case, you know, because I've spent training camp in Chicago with Jeff Fisher, and we would typically have three practices in training camp. The morning, we might just go out with shorts. The afternoon was a full-blown scrimmage. And then we came back for a third practice later in the day, which was special teams later on in the evening, you know, with helmets and shoulder pads on. So, I mean, literally, you were getting hit multiple times every single day. But, you know, thank God for the changes that are taking place. I think it makes it so much better for players now.
And it also, I mean, the game's gotten faster. The players have gotten bigger, you'd say. But so there, and the point they made on Hard Knocks as well is that these players are training year-round. They're no longer taking 3 months off and then getting back at football, you know, when it's time to get back. I mean, they're constantly working out. They're constantly training. So the level they're at is already at that, you know, that sort of breaking point. So
yes.
A lot of it is just preserving,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, half the team did not live in town. I mean, over half, so 60-70% of your team was living outside of, like, Chicago when I was with the Bears, and you never had any practices. You could lift weights and things like that, but there were no organized activities.
Right.
So, truly, when you came into training camp, I mean, literally, you were seeing guys that you hadn't seen for 6 months. So, yes, things have changed. You know, I think there's a lot more familiarity with the plays and the coordination of running routes and all those sort of things. So I guess mentally, you know, the team is definitely much better off than they were in the past. Yet, on the other hand, I think physically, you know, something could be said about, you know, getting ready and getting hit hard in training camp because it definitely prepares you for the season.
Well, there was something to be said. The Boston Globe reporter had a story about after last week, the scrimmage between the Bears and the Patriots, the Bears went to Foxborough, that it seemed that the Bears were much more aggressive. This is what this Boston columnist was talking about, how they came in to sort of punch the Patriots in the mouth. And the Patriots didn't really want to do that because it's early in there, and they're winners, and they don't necessarily have to go full tilt every time. But he talked about the attitude and the sort of the physical aggressive style of the Chicago Bears, and that's the first time I've actually heard that. And I wonder if that's what we talked about, identity, what the Chicago Bears are going for, to be that sort of smash mouth team that likes to talk.
You know, it sounds crazy, like what team needs an identity, but you know what? Chicago Bears historically have been regarded as one of the more physical, tough teams in the league. And, you know, I think that that still happens to this day. They have to go out. They've got prestige. You know, they have to be able to present a certain bravado around the league. And I'm glad to hear that they did that because, you know, you have to start somewhere. You know, they had a disappointing season last year with only 6 wins. So they've got to start somewhere. You know, it starts with enthusiasm, being physical, and it sounds like, at least from that perspective, the Chicago Bears are making a step forward.
And also the talking. That's the other thing they said. They said this team is way too – there's a lot of celebrations, a lot of trash talking after plays. And he said that we'll see if that trash talking turns into wins. But is there some – what's your take on trash talk and talking afterwards and sort of the excessive celebration?
You know what? Honestly, I was a person that never – I enjoyed speaking in the off season. I did not enjoy speaking during the season. I had nothing to say on the field. I mean, you know, if somebody – the back or caught me off guard, there's always another play, Justin. And I would always catch the number of the person as they were laughing and walking back to the huddle because there's going to be another play. And it maybe not be – might not be next play – but in 2 plays or 3 plays or 4 plays, the score is going to get even. And we are going to, you know, I'm going to even whatever happened to me.
Wow.
You know, and I'm going to find that player in a vulnerable situation later down the game. I'm not saying it's going to be after the whistle or anything like that, but I'm going to go out of my way and wait for that opportunity.
Oh, I love it. All right. So let's talk about this Bears team, what we saw in New England. Jeremy Langford, the running back, someone did an analysis today. I saw it on Twitter that he's essentially getting 90-95% of the play from the running back position in spring training or in preseason. So talk about what he means to the team because he showed some flashes finally. He's pretty bad in the first game, but the second game against the Patriots, he sort of rounded into form.
Oh, no. You know what? Honestly, I was impressed. I was impressed like you and what they did running the football. But here's the other thing, too. You know, passing is what's happening now in the National Football League. So the biggest part of his responsibility is to protect Jay Cutler back in the pocket, be able to pick up pass rush. The defensive end coming off, you know, when they slide protect, that means that all the linemen slide either to their left or their right. The bad news about that is their fullback or halfback is left on a defensive end coming off the edge. So he's got to be able to handle a guy that's much bigger than him. So that's going to be a big responsibility for him this year, you know, to be able to block that big defensive end or linebacker coming through and give Jay Cutler opportunity to throw the football down the field.
Oh, that's so true. I didn't even think, you know, we're going to miss Matt Forte, obviously, for his production, but
yeah,
he was able to pick up a lot of that, the blitzing schemes. Is it difficult for a guy like Jeremy Langford? Because right now all defenses are sort of being vanilla in their sort of their defensive schemes in preseason. Is he going to really be tested in game one?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, let's talk about the game upcoming. I think the third game in the preseason is really the telltale game of the preseason, where your team is at. Why do I say that? Because starters will play usually into the fourth quarter because they don't want to risk them in game four of the preseason and put them at risk for injury. So you're going to see the starters play, and the tempo of this game is going to be as close as it can be to game tempo. What I love about it, they're playing against the Chiefs. The Chiefs have multiple defenses. You know, Bob Sutton's their defense coordinator. You know, they've had a great offense and a great defense over the last few years. So this is really, really going to be an honest test for the Chicago Bears. I'm really anxious to see which team comes out on head this next week.
Yeah, that's interesting. The Chiefs had quite a run to end last season. I mean, they won something like 9, 10, 11 in a row or something like that. But so the Chiefs, obviously, what do you want to see? Do you want to see what the Bears did, be aggressive with Jay Cutler, get some points on the board first? It seemed like, you know, that was the game plan. Obviously, it's so cliche. I even hear myself talk like that. Yeah, we want to be the ones to score first. But the point being that that drive that Jay Cutler put together against the Patriots, it almost set the tone for the game.
Yeah, it certainly did. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I want to see them protect the quarterback, and I want to see them get a pass rush. You know, it was so good to see Floyd last week get that sack. It showed how quickness he was coming off the defensive line, you know, as far as making plays happen. But, you know, when you start talking about the Chicago Bears, it's impossible not to talk about the other teams in their division, like the Green Bay Packers and the Vikings. And you got to look at both those teams right now. They're 2-0 in this preseason. I know it doesn't mean anything, but you look at what they've been doing. Like last week, Green Bay held Oakland at just 46 yards rushing, and Minnesota beat Seattle with the fourth quarter interception touchdown. So both teams are going to be a factor, you know, coming up here in the next few weeks. And so, you know, it's not just comparing yourself against all the other teams in the league. How do we compare against the teams in our division?
Well, I always, you know, let me ask you this, Doug. You've played and you've coached and you've also been, you know, up in the booth. You know, is there anything to be said about a certain coach's scheme being the reason why you have success against teams in your division? Like, I think of the Bears and Lovie Smith. He seemed to do an okay job against the Packers, against maybe, you know, the Vikings. They never felt like the Vikings ever ran away from us, you know, the Bears. You saw with Trestman, he couldn't handle it. But you saw last week or last season a victory against the Packers on Thanksgiving where it did seem like the Packers were a little bit stymied by Vic Fangio, or was it John Fox? There was something about they hadn't seen before that gave the Bears an advantage.
No, I mean, I think there's a couple plays, games, you know, like San Diego game. Wow, that was outstanding. That Packer game you referred to. You know what? I give all that credit to the coaching staff, because you could tell that during the course of that game, the opponent's offense and defense had no idea what was coming from the Chicago Bears. They were mixing in running plays, motion plays. Defensively, they were running different coverages. They were bringing guys from different angles and things as far as pass rush is concerned. So, no, I give a lot of credit to the staff. I mean, I think they're going to have to take a group of guys that really, a lot of those guys are brand new and a lot of them are going to be coming off of injuries, and try to put this thing together and make it work. That the problem is, you know, coming off a season like 6-10, you just don't have any time. I mean, you're going to be in a situation where Bear fans are going to want to start winning and winning early.
It has to happen, because you have to count the Mark Trestman years too, because that was such a failed experiment for two seasons, you know, where it just went wrong. That I don't know if Bears fans are looking at the John Fox regime as a rebuild. We're looking to compete at least against the Vikings and Packers this year.
Yeah, and like I said, getting back, you know, if you had preseason tickets, I'll tell you what, I think this game's at home. Yeah, it's Soldier Field this weekend. You know, Kansas City, they're 0-2 also. So that's why I say, you know, two 0-2 teams, I'll tell you what, they are going to get down to the wire, because both those teams are going to want this game. And I think you're going to see an awful lot about the character of both the Chiefs and the Bears this weekend.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Doug Plankey joins us every Monday night here on The Download. Doug, always great to talk to you. And we'll talk to you next Monday.
Justin, always a pleasure. Look forward to it.